Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Before I got jacked, I was on the same track. Back up, cause it's on N-A-T-E-N-E.
BT, it's out back on the fan. Did you see Warren G last night at the game?
No.
He was there with the Raiders. You didn't see that, Hoff? You guys were wondering why I wanted a little regular.
Oh, I saw that, yeah.
I was like, Warren G's in the house doing the for the Rams game. They had a Rams jersey on, representing L.A., of course, in the neutral site game. Made me think of Regulate, which is one of my favorite songs. You can relate to this, BT. I used to have that on my Walkman.
Okay.
And I would have that on
a tape, you mean?
Yeah. On repeat before a baseball game. I remember driving to the games, and my dad would drive me, and I had the headphones on. I was listening to Regulate just over and over and over again.
And then you'd watch for 2 hours from the bench, and you'd put the Regulate right back on. And you got it.
Then I put that slick glove.
Yeah, that's the second base. Sound boy turns two.
Well, at that point, I was playing shortstop. Okay.
I like Warren G.
Yeah, anyway, Warren G
old
was good.
Stuff.
So a couple of things here for housekeeping. Have you gotten your costume yet for Brother Love? You got to dress
it's
up?
It's ordered. I told you, yeah.
You're all set? Well,
I'm
to come
set,
in
man.
Okay.
Now, I have white pants, so I don't have to buy those.
Okay.
I've got the white blazer coming. I've got the red shirt coming. I've got the white tie coming. I've got the red paint coming. I've got I showed you five or six rings that I bought. What else is there? I've got it. Now, the only thing I don't, the glasses.
And the hairpiece.
The hairpiece. That's the one thing, because I've looked. And they've got wigs everywhere, but I've got to get the slicked back wig.
Yeah, or I guess you could get a wig and then, can you gel a wig?
I didn't even think about
Brother
that.
Brother BT!
I'm Hoff, almost there.
Hoff has a more complex costume with Papa Shango. Hoff, where are we at in that process? Remember, Friday before Super Bowl, so you got some time here.
Yeah, no, I just ordered it yesterday, so I feel really good. And I'm going to add some spice to it, too. Maybe some things that are... not normal.
What do you mean not? What do you mean not normal?
Maybe not normal, Papa Shango,
but
right?
Only Papa Shango. But I'm going to have some extra pieces to it that I'm adding to it. I'm having a little fun with it.
I'm confused at that. You got to dress like Papa Shango.
Oh, I'm going to dress like Papa Shango, but I'm going to have some extra. Extra elements.
Are you going with the, what do you call it? Not a singlet. What's the wrestling?
It's like a wrestling singlet. Yeah.
You're not wearing that, are you?
Oh, am I supposed to?
He's got to. No,
he's
got
wearing
to.
The singlet?
He got to. That's part of the costume.
Oh, that's right.
Ugh. Yeah.
Speaking of this, before we get back to the call.
Wait, and you think that you tricked me into making you? Are you? Trust me, I'm so happy that I made the choice I made.
Listen, I'm getting the fake tattoos. I'm getting it all.
Really?
Yes.
I did the fake tattoos when it was my daughter's second birthday. I was Maui. The fake tattoos are fun. I almost want to start getting some more tattoos.
Oh, really?
The one that I have, yeah.
Lastly, before we move back to the calls here on the same type thing, I've noticed something about one of our coworkers, Evan Roberts.
So he's a geek?
No.
He's sick a lot?
Well, no.
He's crazy with the scoring?
Unfortunately, he has been banged up a little bit around here. He's got to get himself healthy. He's working too much. That's the problem.
He's a man boy?
Those Ricos. No. All those things, it may be true, but that's not what I was talking about.
Oh.
So they came up with this new thing, like the L.
I saw it, the L chain.
Okay. Evan, you know, like Gallagher?
Yeah.
What was Gallagher?
I saw Gallagher in concert.
Did you really?
When he would smash the watermelons?
Yeah.
I saw him in concert.
Like,
at the at the Hudson Civic Center, which is where they used to do the WWF tapings.
I
saw him in concert, that
why
guy.
Why did you go see Gallagher?
Because nine girls asked me to go, and I was the only guy. And I'm like, yeah, I was a freshman in college. I'm like, I'm going.
Acceptable answer.
Why wouldn't I go?
Acceptable answer.
Come on.
No, otherwise, I'm thinking, why would you want to go see Gallagher? Like, Gallagher, I've never seen anything funny. I've never thought it was funny about this guy
either.
Smashing watermelons with a mallet.
Uh-huh.
But what would you say that he is? Gallagher was a...
I guess a comedian, I guess.
Okay.
I didn't really find him too funny.
He was a...
Smasher.
No, well, I mean, maybe. He was a prop comic, right?
Yeah. Okay, there I can things. Go for that, yeah.
Evan
would
Roberts...
take us forever to guess that, by the way, Hoff.
I don't know. He's a prop
suddenly
comic.
Suddenly he sounds brilliant.
But that's not a popular phrase, what do you mean?
A prop comic? I've never heard that one.
Like Carrot Top is a
prop
comic.
No, he is. I've just never really... I'm impressed that you use that. Nice
well,
job.
I mean, he's a prop comic.
Yeah.
So, point is, Evan is becoming a prop talk show host. A
little bit.
He's got the props
visuals.
All over the place. The A-Rod thing, the tiki thing here with Breeze Hall.
His trains for Christmas, his fake snow.
He's got the L stuff, all the shirts that he's wearing.
He's got the Lukey and Maresh, the debate board, whatever it is. Yeah, that's true.
He's big into props.
He is a prop kid.
I think he might be the... Gallagher was a prop comic. Evan is the first ever prop talk show host, I think.
It's an interesting observation. Now, was that a good thing or a bad thing?
It's an Evan thing. I'm not saying it's good nor bad.
It's radio. How can it be good?
Yeah, well...
I mean, TV
he's
too.
On TV, and obviously with digital now, it feels like everybody's on TV because it's so visual.
Yeah.
And Evan and I, he did accept the challenge. He wanted to go champion versus champion, and the loser has to wear a shirt with the other person's face on it that says "Picks Champion for the Year." So, again, another prop.
Degenerate. Any bet we can get our hand on around here? I'll bet you I walk to the bathroom quicker.
Well,
you're on.
It does make it more interesting. Would you go over the weekend? Do you know what your record was?
I had honestly, a rough one, man. I lost the Chargers game.
Okay.
I won the Ravens. The Ravens was my best bet. I told you for a week I'm like to get a squash.
Right.
I did win that. I think I lost the other ones. I took Denver, loss. I had the Commanders.
Okay, so that's a win.
And I had the Rams last night. So
you were 3-3?
And I lost the Packers.
Okay.
I think it was
3-3. Idea what you were?
I think I was 2-4.
Okay,
then.
See, here's
you and
the point.
I were very similar, right?
Right. I had the Vikings, though. You had the Rams.
That's right.
Here's the point. I was 4-2, and I'm just saying, like, but I paid attention to it because I have something on the line. You guys really don't have anything on the line, so it's like, you pick the game, sure, and you're in.
Well, how do you know I didn't bet those games? You don't know that.
Well, I was asking you what your record was. You're like, I think I did this game. So I'm saying, like, so to put even the T-shirt, even to put the T-shirt.
Getting on me here, Hoff.
No, I'm saying even to put, like, something on the line, it just makes it a little more. Like, I was into that because I don't want to lose to Evan and wear his face on my.
No, that's that.
Right?
It's an interesting face.
Did you bet
it?
Any games this weekend?
Actually, I didn't. I laid out. I should have. I'll tell you what I'm going to start doing. We'll get to this in one. I'm going to start betting against the Knicks.
Okay.
No, I'm just kind of kidding with that. But
we'll do the Knicks at one. You're not going to
make some money if you start doing that lately. Wake up.
BT and Sal on the Fan. We talked earlier about the fan who was yelling at another fan in Philadelphia, some nasty things, and he might be in trouble. Ralph is in Yonkers, wanted to talk about that. What's up, Ralph?
Hi, guys. Real quick, I'll just get my points out 30 seconds or so, and then I'll hang up and listen to you guys. BT, I think you were giving us a little bit, you and me and everybody, most normal people, disservice when you're comparing an argument to your wife, and if somebody saw you in your worst moment, that's fine. That's very different than being in a public place yelling obscenities at a woman. That's two very different things.
No, Ralph, I think you may be. I agree. I totally agree. No, the example why I said that, like it, me, Sal, Hoff, anyone that's in a public spotlight, if it was, a loud argument and that's what was captured.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how.
Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
At a public place, and it was put out there on the social sphere, it wouldn't be a good representation of who I am. And that's what I was saying. I'm not comparing it to that vile who should get his face kicked in.
Myself, most people would never yell obscenities at a woman that
I
don't
agree.
Even know. And I'm not saying you don't. I just wanted to make that point.
Right,
the other thing, two other quick things.
Go ahead, quickly.
Two other quick things. It depends on what job. I mean, we talk about whether the guy should be fired. It depends on what job. If I own a small insurance agency, I have 7 employees. He's one of them. He's gone, you know, and just because I don't like him anymore. And nobody else should have anything to say about it. And one other thing, two things can be true. He can lose his job and get rehab. One, it doesn't have to be one or the other.
That's right. True. Thanks for the call. And again, who the heck knows? Now we're going down the rabbit hole of you know, people getting fired for doing the wrong thing. I would almost think if you're at a smallish company, that it's probably easier to keep that person than if you're at a recognizable brand name, because I think the blowback for the recognizable brand would be so over the top that they'd almost have to react to it compared to a little mom and pop shop that nobody knows about and probably wouldn't be able to force into a move.
Correct. If it is a global brand, you're more likely to be in bigger trouble than you were if it is to use your words, mom and pop shop. But yeah, I mean, there's different things. Ralph was all over the place.
He was.
There's no accepting that abhorrent behavior that fan displayed in Philadelphia. That's not what we're talking about, though. We were putting ourselves in real-life situations that happens. I don't care who you are, how nice you are. Everybody's gotten into a fight with their family, their parents, their
everybody
spouse.
Everybody has a bad day.
Yeah, of course everybody's got a bad day. So if you happen to be filmed in your worst moment in the grocery store, I mean, I remember having arguments with my wife. It's part of life.
Mm-hmm.
But if that happens and somebody's like, oh, hey, there's BT or there's Sal.
I agree.
And you film it, you're going to look completely like an idiot.
Yes.
And in your worst moment on the film, it's going to be bad for your image or for your brand, even though it's just something that happens in everyday life, meaning that you have to be overly cautious and aware of your surroundings in today's world because everybody's got a phone at every time. Now, that's not to say that that's comparable to what this knucklehead did in Philadelphia, but...
And it looked like the Eagles did the right thing. Just the Eagles stepped in, too. I think they sent her a bunch of Packers gear, and they popped. Like, the Eagles seemingly did the right thing.
Somebody said Big Dom, I guess, found out who it was. I don't know if the Eagles addressed it publicly. But, yeah, I did read that in the post that they sent her a little bit of a care package, which is the right thing to do. You can't have fans being treated like that at these games. Why would you go to the games? I ask you why you go see Gallagher. Why would you go to these games if you're going to have the risk of getting treated like that or even be in a situation where you may have, like if I'm the husband, I don't want to go anymore because I don't want to have to react to somebody that says something to my wife or kid.
That's true.
Because now you're putting me in an impossible spot.
100%.
By the way, it was called the Sledge-O-Matic.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, it's what Hurley texted.
Was he 80s or 90s? He had to come up in the
80s. Horrible. Smashing.
Because I saw him in the early 90s, and I don't think he was like just starting out.
Where'd you see him again?
The Mid-Hudson Civic Center. Yeah, it was
Gallagher. Come on, dude. I got it.
It's just me. Basically the whole basketball team.
Using the BTO.
The women's team.
888-808-1019, the number to call. Actually, we have Baldy coming up on the other side. So we'll get into the wild card weekend and then look ahead to the divisional round with Baldy as well.
Whether you want to
buy,
in a bear market or
sell,
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.